Hey, I'm Isaac Cohen.
Hi, I'm Sloan Siegel.
I'm David Bloom, and we're
Icy Day. And we're the next guest on Screen and Beyond.
On Screen and Beyond, an inside look into the entertainment world featuring interviews with people from the movie, TV, and music industry, news on upcoming TV and DVD releases, and the rumor mill. And now, here's the host of On Screen and Beyond, Brian Zemrak.
We are back for another edition of On Screen and Beyond. This is episode 680 of the show that keeps you updated on what's coming your way as far as upcoming new movies, remakes, sequels, and TV and movie DVD releases, as well as our interview segment with a guest from the movie, TV, or music industry. This week, we have guests, multiple, and they cover the whole spectrum. They have been in movies. They have been in TV. They have been in the music world, and that's their main focus right now. They have a new album out, or coming out, in this spring, and it's Icy Day. Now, this is Isaac Cohen, Sloan Morgan Siegel, and David Bloom. Now, Sloan, we know him. He was the star of Dwight in Shining Armor and also Gortimer Gibbons' Life on Normal Street. And David, he was also in Gortimer, and he was Weird, the Weird Al story. He played young Al Yankovic, Weird Al. So we got a lot to talk about these guys. They have a great album coming out, and they've got a couple of songs that are out already. Be sure to check those out. Look for Icy Day, and it's I-C-Y-D-A-Y. Great songs. Get ready for that. Icy Day coming up in a few minutes right here on Screen and Beyond. And as always, we are moving along with more and more guests here. And I wanted to let you know that the On Screen and Beyond crossword puzzle contest is still going on right now. You can go to onscreenandbeyond.com, and right on the front page, we have the crossword puzzle. You can download it. And gives you all the rules and everything that we've got. Not really that many rules or anything. But anyways, just go there. And if you fill it out correctly, it'll be put into a drawing of all the correct answers. And you can win yourself an On Screen and Beyond embroidered logo hat or a On Screen and Beyond logo mug. And like I say, this is going on through the middle of April. So you still have a little bit of time. But you got to be able to, download it and answer the questions. But I've made it so easy. It's, every question comes from an interview we've had here at On Screen and Beyond over the years. And I even tell you who the guest was and what episode they were in. So if you don't know the answer right offhand, you can go back to that episode, listen to it, and you can get the answer. So it's as simple as that, but you got to hurry because we are getting down on time before we stop all the entries, and you got to get that in quickly. So be sure to get on that right away if you're going to be involved with that. Or if you want to get a cap, but you don't want to do the crossword puzzle, it's all out there, and it's all got the great On Screen and Beyond logos on there, whether you like the new one or if you like the classic one. We've got it out there, so you can get your merchandise right there at onscreenandbeyond.com. Well, if you get a chance, be sure to go out and listen to the album by Icy Day when it comes out, because right now, you can go out there and you can get or listen to their new songs that are out, that have been released, and it's going to be a fun interview talking to these guys. It's coming up in a few minutes right here on Screen and Beyond, so hope you'll stick around for that. And we've got a lot of different stuff coming our way once again. I mean, it's like, every week we have different people that are giving us new movies that are coming out and everything. So why don't we get right into it? It's time for remakes, sequels, and prequels right here on Screen and Beyond.
Please hang up and try again.
Remakes, sequels, and prequels. Ballerina, a John Wick spinoff, hits theaters on June 7th. Bad Boys 4 rides into theaters on June 14th. Inside Out 2, with the voice of Amy Poehler, lands on the big screen on June 14th. June 28th, A Quiet Place Day 1 arrives in theaters. And they're back. Despicable Me 4 happens on July 3rd. And that's it for remakes, sequels, and prequels. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, it's upcoming new movies. Upcoming new movies, Joel Edgerton and Felicity Jones will star in Train Dreams. It's about a logger helping to expand the railways across America. And Naomi Watts will star in The Housewife. Now, this is based on a true story as a journalist helps track down a Nazi officer living secretly in Queens. Dave Bautista and Samuel L. Jackson will star in Afterburn as an ex-soldier, now treasure hunter, sets out to recover the Mona Lisa before an unhinged warlord can. And that's it for upcoming new movies. Next on Screen and Beyond, movies and TV on DVD and streaming. Movies on TV and DVD and streaming, it looks like on March 24th, The Iron Claw with Zac Efron will be arriving. Good Burger 2 slides on to Blu-ray on March 26th. April 2nd, we got a lot of things coming out. April 2nd, Rambo First Blood is coming out on Steelbook 4K and Blu-ray. Rambo Last Blood goes Steelbook 4K and Blu-ray on April 2nd also. And Red, the two-film collection, hits Steelbook 4K and Blu-ray on April 2nd also. And that's it for movies and TV on DVD and streaming. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, it's TV and entertainment time.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Anthony Russo on Screen and Beyond.
TV and entertainment time, Amanda Seyfried will star in a limited series on Peacock called Long Bright River. Meryl Streep will return to Only Murders in the Building for season 4, and the CW has two new game shows in the works. One is Scrabble, and one is Trivial Pursuit. And that's it for TV and entertainment time. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, we sit down with Isaac Cohen, Sloane Morgan Siegel, and David Blum. Icy Day, that's the name of the band, and they've got some great music coming your way, and we're going to talk all about it. Icy Day coming up right here on Screen and Beyond. Today on Screen and Beyond, our guests are a trio of talented musicians and singers who joined forces to create a new band. One member is an actor who we know for his work as the star of Dwight in Shining Armor and Gordimer Gibbons' Life on Normal Street. Another member has been on The Goldbergs and in Weird, The Al Yankovic Story, and the other is a talented guitarist and piano player. It's Icy Day, Isaac Cohen, Sloane Morgan Siegel, and David Blum. Isaac, Sloane, David, welcome to On Screen and Beyond.
Hey there, thank you for having
us.
Thank you for having us.
You guys must be over the world right now with what you're doing, because you guys really seem to be into this.
Yeah, we're absolutely thrilled. I mean, I'm getting to make music with my two best friends in the whole entire world. We get to, you know, do something we love. We get to make songs we love, and then we get to share them with everybody. We get to share them with, like, literally the entire world, the whole globe. And it's been an incredible experience.
Yeah, now, it's always been my dream to write music as well. And it's kind of amazing just to see, like, it's actually kind of happening.
Well, let's start out with the name, Icy Day. How did you come up with that name, and give our listening audience an idea?
I mean, it's tough to name a band in the first place. I always envy people who can go into music or anything and be their own name, because it's already there for you. But we finally decided on this amalgamation of all our names. So Icy Day, I for Isaac, C for Siegel, Sloan's last name, and Day for David. And it, you know, you spell it like an icy day. It sounds like a concept. It's you know, it's got a, I guess, a chill vibe, Sloan sometimes says.
Yeah, our music's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, I guess. But I think it came together pretty nicely, and it's cool to be able to incorporate our own identities and our own names in the name that is representative of all three of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we got lucky. We all sound cool together.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, because, you know, did you ever come up before you got Icy Day? Did you come up with any other incarnations of the name that, you know, were like, oh boy, they're not going to use this? Or, you
know? Yeah, we had so many. We would, so as we were making the music, we would spend like 3 or 4 days a week making the music, and we would show up every day with like a list of 5 or 6 of our favorite ideas. And we did this for maybe 3 months until we finally landed on Icy Day, because everything is already taken. I mean, there have been so many bands in history. You definitely don't want to copy. You don't want to sound like someone else. You don't want to take their name on accident. So we were like, what is the most unique thing we can come up with that hasn't been taken? And then, you know, Icy Day just, it just rolls off the tongue. It sounds really cool. It looks cool. It's got a nice aesthetic to it. But yeah, we had a lot of bad names.
What was your favorite bad name?
Oh man, what was our favorite bad name? What was it? 3 p.m.? That was
like,
probably.
I like 2:45 a.m.
Wait, 3:45 a.m.?
like 3:45 a.m. I just love the time, because every time is a band.
We tried doing time of day every single time. Yeah, they're all bands.
Huh. Yeah. Boy, that's, you know, that can be tough on coming up with a name like that. Now, Isaac, as being the I in Icy Day, you are more geared toward the music, I understand. You're not in the acting world?
Yeah, pretty much my whole life I've just been doing music. I'm just finishing school right now, getting my degree, bachelor's degree in music. And that's mostly what I bring to the table in this group, since, you know, Sloan and David both sing, they both write the words, and they also help with the music. But I'm mainly like, you know, producing around the songs, trying to help come up with like some chords, ideas. And that's really always been my goal, just to like write the music for artists or for bands or songs. And I'm just really grateful that I'm able to do that now.
It's always nice to write for somebody else, but to do it yourself, I mean, it's you know, it's your baby.
There's a personal attachment to it.
Yeah. There's also something to be said about like being in the acting industry, where when you're a part of a project, when you're given a script, that's someone else's project. You're like the last cog in the machine when there's been hundreds of people before you. But when it comes to music, it really does start and end with you. And so it's like when you're in the room with your process and with your people, like it really is your baby. You create this song that becomes an entity. It becomes its own thing. And when it's finalized, it's like that is a living thing to us. You know, it's something we love. It's something we can put out there. It interacts with the world in its own way. People can cover it. People can, you know, play it. People can listen to it. I really think that's a cool part of the process.
Yeah. And, you know, I get all kinds of bands on the show. And so I never know what somebody's going to sound like, you know, until I, you know, do some research to find out what they do. And for decades, there has always been actors who have become singers, and some are good and some, you know, I've talked to them and they never wanted to be a singer. You know, it was the show that said, you are going to sing this song, and they did it, you know, but you guys are really talented. All three of you. I mean, it was really good. I listened to the songs and it's like, wow, open up. When I heard that, I'm trying to think. It brings to mind somebody, some singer or something, but it's just such a great song. Now, did you all collaborate together, or is this, you know, a Lennon and McCartney type thing where, you know, it's two of you or all three of you? How do you guys work your process?
Well, no, I mean, it's different every time, yeah. Oh, you go ahead, David.
Oh, a lot of the time it is the three of us. I mean, it's mostly always the three of us. Even if we write something individually or maybe in a group of two, it's usually brought in and finalized with the three of us in order to have that, you know, each opinion, each mindset around it. Open Up was really cool because I came in with this set of like neo soul esque electric guitar chords and this drum beat I had stuck in my head, and we put that down, we got a lot around it, and we started to formulate the melody, and the first words that we all really liked and came up with were Open Up, and that was going to be the title of the song, no matter how many times it's said in the chorus, which is zero.
It was just too catchy. It was just, I didn't know what the chorus was going to sound like.
I noticed that. Yeah, I was like, Open Up. Where's Open Up? I didn't hear it.
Yeah, first line of the song. That's where it is. But we didn't really know what the song was going to be about or where we were going to go with it until we finished the second half of the verse, the last line the chorus. I mean, mm-hmm. We didn't really know where it was going to go. We didn't know what the song was going to be about. And we started to formulate this idea of like, okay, it's about connection. It's about knowing somebody, letting somebody in, loving somebody unconditionally, and wanting to get to know somebody further. And the second verse and the bridge just kind of took off after that. And the more that we kind of constructed the melody and the different aspects of the musicality of the song, it all came together. And that, I'm so proud of how far it's come, because putting anything together, putting a song together, is such a tough job that to even have a song finished at all is something I'm very proud of.
Mm, yeah.
Let alone two out and one on the way. I mean, that's,
yeah.
Yeah. And it, but well, finishing up on Open Up, which one of you is singing lead on that?
That one's me.
That's you. Okay. Yeah. Great job. Great
Thank
job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it really, really is good. Now, are there any songs on, I know there's an album that's going to be coming. Any idea when the album is coming? I'm just curious.
Spring. It'll definitely be out in spring. So whether that is March or April, and at latest May.
Yeah. Now, are there any songs where all three of you are singing together or two of you or anything like that?
Oh yeah. So sorry. So David and I both sing in some songs. So sometimes he'll take the verses and I'll do the chorus, or he'll do the chorus and I'll do the verses. Or sometimes it's just like one verse in there and a bridge. And then we have two songs, I think. We only have two songs where one is all David and one is all me. Mm-hmm. And those are both on the album.
So the next one was Love Isn't Fair. Is that same thing? Collaboration of all three of you joining together on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I sang the verses in that one and the pre-choruses, and then David sang the bridge and the chorus. Bridge and the choruses.
Yeah,
but
you could tell me bridge chorus. It's, you know, I drive on a bridge. I don't know what you mean. But
oh, I see what you mean. The opening of the song, right, and then the hook and the catchy part. David did the hook and the catchy part, and I did the opening. And yeah, I do all the storytelling in Love Isn't Fair, essentially, and then David does the part that repeats. You know.
Okay. There you go. Right. Narrow it down for the better way. The ones like me that don't understand that stuff.
Yeah, and then in Open Up, it's the other way around. Except I just do the sort of, am I allowed to know my way around you? I do that bit, and then I do the ending bit as well. Mm-hmm. And then David does all the rest.
Now, am I correct in understanding that one of your next song that's going to be coming out is more upbeat? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's definitely more of like a dance type of song. I think it's the song that we're most excited to release. And it was just like a really fun process of making it, since I think this is the only song where like I kind of came up with a whole production before we had any words. And then I brought it to the guys and they just put some amazing words, amazing lyrics. And now we're just so excited to release it and, you know, see everyone's reaction to it.
And I understand it's going to be in a Netflix movie. Is that correct?
We're not totally sure if it'll be on Netflix, just because distribution is always in flux. You know, we were told that originally. So if it still releases on Netflix, that's great. But obviously things change in the industry. So if it does, it'll still be in the movie whenever that releases, but hopefully still on Netflix.
The demo version.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the demo version of the song. It's not actually the version we're going to release in March. So March 8th is when that song comes out. It's called One More Song. And the demo version is in the film. So it'll be really fun for people to watch the movie and listen to it, and then listen to it sort of the release version and hear how different it is, because I think it was the re-recorded vocals, but it was before we added all the extra production. It was before we got, It was before we put the final guitars in. It was before we added a bunch of stuff. It's really interesting.
It's months apart, and it'll be very interesting to hear the, not only for the listener, but for us as well, to hear how far we've come just from, you know, a few months of making this song. This song, One More Song, is one of my personal favorites in the way that it is a four on the floor, upbeat, dance, pop style song. I think the verses, the choruses, I think they all hit. The harmonies are great. The vocal lines are great. The ad-libs are great. I think that it's one of my favorites. And every time I listen to that song, it's like, it's very infectious. Really, really excited for people to hear it, because it is just, it's so fun and really, really cool. And it was really, really cool to make. And I know that we're going to make a lot more songs like that. So if you do like One More Song, we are going to keep making a lot of songs like that.
Yeah. I found with our music, mostly either you can get down to it, you can dance to it, you can groove to it or move a little bit, or you're just going to cry. Like that's sort of the spectrum we have. we have the spectrum of like, oh, we have an emotional song. It's a, you know, you're driving in the middle of the night, you're looking out your window. Or it's like groove a little bit, you know?
No, that's good though, because so many artists out there, and I'm not knocking them, but, because I'm sure somebody's directing them about what they're going to put out and all this stuff. But a lot of times, it's the same type of thing. It's either a slow song or a fast song, or it sounds a lot like the other one, that type of thing. And it's good to hear a spectrum, a wide spectrum of different type of music from you. That's really good.
Certainly. Thank you. Yeah, we do have a lot of different genres that we sort of enhance with the pop genre. So it's like everything's rooted in pop, and then we'll take R&B, or we'll take singer-songwriter or cinematic or something, and we'll sort of put those in a blender between the three of us, and we'll create sort of that mixed up genre. And that's where you hear all the different styles, whether it's Open Up or Love Isn't Fair, or soon you'll hear in One More Song. I think the thing that ties it all together is the three of us, is our unique sound. And I think that no matter which of our songs you listen to, no matter how different they are, I feel like you can still tell it's us. And that's what I'm so proud of as well. Like, one of the things I'm most proud of the work we've created is that it sounds like it's all from the same people, you know?
Yeah. And I just want everybody to know that you guys have mentioned One More Song. All right. Now, they're not referring to One More Song is coming your way. That is the name of the song. One More Song.
We got One More Song coming out March 8th.
Yeah, it's a bit cheeky, yeah. One More Song.
Sounds like an Abbott Costello thing, who's on first, that type of thing.
A little bit.
What's on second? Yeah.
Right. You knew what I was talking about. That's good.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you guys are young.
So. Abbott Costello grew up with him.
But it's really good to hear, and I can't wait to hear the whole album, because I'm sure it's going to be great. And now I want to get into a little bit more of you guys personally. I'll start off with Isaac. Now, has music always been what you have wanted to do?
Yeah, pretty much my whole life. My mom used to be an opera singer. She used to go to college and study music, but unfortunately, she couldn't really do it anymore. And started, working, being a teacher instead. But my dad used to play the drums also. He used to gig with the drums. And I've just really my whole life, kind of been immersed into the music world, and, started playing piano at the age of 7. Recently, around COVID, picked up producing and learning guitar. And I realized in college, like, there's not really anything else that I'd rather do than music. So ever since then, I've just been studying, working hard, learning more and more. And hopefully once I finish my degree, I can just keep it going, keep writing more songs, and eventually make a living out of it.
And David, is music always been in the background for you. Now, of course, you played young Weird Al in Weird, the Weird Al Yankovic, the Al Yankovic story. And, you know, what was it like being, you know, in that film?
Oh, my God, that film is one of the best times that I think I've had on a set ever. It was so unique, and playing such a comedic part in such a serious manner, because my favorite thing about that film is how grounded and how committed everyone is to how funny everything is and how ridiculous everything is. And I mean, being on that set, being with Al and being with Dan and being with Eric Appel and everybody was just like so fun, and everyone was having such a great time. And I got to learn for 2 weeks how to play the accordion, and it's such a weird instrument. And it was such a fun experience, and to be able to see it and see how that paid off. And I mean, to work with Toby and Julianne and everything, and all those people are so unbelievably talented, and to be a part of it is something that I am still over the moon for and eternally grateful for. And I just, it's such a unique experience and film, and they shot the entire thing in 16 days. Wow. 16 days. I was there for 2 days, and I did so much, and it felt like I was there a lifetime, and I was there for 2 days. So it is such a feat, and the film looks incredible. And I feel like you can like it whether you know Al, whether this is the first time you're hearing of Al, but it is so him, and it's so on point, and I'm just so honored to be a part of it.
Now, David, I got to ask you, will there be accordion music in any of the Icy Day songs?
See, I've been trying to implement a classic polka beat into our songs, you know, a very Eat It style, Amish Paradise, maybe. Look, I'm trying, so that's going to be something you're going to have to wait on and see.
Now, Sloan, you know, you've been the star of some shows here, like Dwight in Shining Armor and Gortimer. How was that experience being, you know, on set as opposed to being in the studio doing music?
I will say it was a big responsibility when I was on set, and I did it from a very young age, and I sort of grew up into it. So it was like 4 years for Gortimer and 4 years for Dwight. And so I started Gortimer when I was 12, and I ended Dwight when I was 20. So I mean, that was all my developmental years. So I had a very strange childhood. It was very work-centric. I got to travel a lot. I got to, you know, embody such interesting characters, and I got to do fight scenes. I got to work with really amazing actors and people. You meet so many people. But I guess the difference in that and doing music is, it's much more easygoing, first of all. And you have obviously much more creative control over what you're doing. And, you know, when you're an actor, you're just a pawn. You're just somebody they pick up and they put on the board wherever they need you, so that, you know, even if you're being sacrificed on the board, it's like that's what you're doing for the movie. And it's an aggressive metaphor, but like, you know, acting is very, very, it's a very fast paced, it's a very demanding job versus music, where when you're writing music, you can sit down, you can start your own creative process. You can, take your time. And you're sort of, you know, you're sort of the artist of, I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with a metaphor, but it's really that simple. Really that simple. As it's peaceful. It's a great creative outlet, and I would say I like the pacing a lot more than I like acting. And so I've actually sort of transitioned from acting to music. Music kind of saved my life in a way. No, it's kind of cliche to say, but it's true. I was feeling very, very lost, very directionless during the quarantine, during COVID and everything. You know, I wasn't liking acting at the time. It was going well. I was still working, but I mean, like I said, it's a very demanding job. You work with a lot of people, and sometimes you work with egos. Most of the time I've been with incredible people, but it does happen. And then the industry itself, it takes a toll on your mental state, on how you see yourself physically. And it was like, when I found music, when I started writing music, I was like, oh, I wish I could do this. And then when I started writing with them, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to transition away from that, and I'm going to start working on this. And so that's how I ended up here.
Yeah. Well, I can tell all three of you by talking with you and seeing you, you guys, you have a love for this. This is not just something, let's do this. It's a love for it. I can tell.
It's a passion. It really is.
It's a passion, and it's a love not only for being able to have all these avenues to make music, because I know how much goes into even beginning, but to be able to do it with my two of my favorite people in the entire world, and to be able to have this be a collaborative project between the three of us. I've known Sloan since I was 12 years old. I've known Isaac since freshman year of high school. And to be able to introduce them together, go do a bunch of crazy things together, and make this music together is, it's, I think it influences our friendship. It influences our sound, because there is such a gratitude and joy for the fact that we can even keep doing this for, you know, just keep going. Yeah. That we can keep going. It's like, mm-hmm. we could stop right now. This could be the last thing we do. And I am satisfied. I am happy. I am grateful that I'm able to do this. And I was able to do this with my best friends in the world. And I feel that influences our sound, because there's such a joy in making these songs. And, you know, even if this one isn't my favorite, or this one isn't Sloan's favorite or Isaac's favorite, there's still a joy in trusting one another. And I feel that I trust these two with everything. And if they're like, David, this is a good idea, you just have to trust us. Okay. All right.
It's exciting.
I'll let you have it.
Yeah. Well, David, I have a feeling that this is not going to be your guys' last one. I mean, people are going to want to hear more. This is really a great couple of songs we've heard, and I imagine the album is going to be even better.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're already working on new stuff too.
I was going to say, we wrote the whole album, so might as, you know, probably shouldn't stop right now, but
yeah, right.
We got more coming out.
Great.
So probably not smart to just like cut it right now.
Yeah, just quit now.
A bunch of songs that we made.
Well, I know we're limited on time here, so we're going to have to finish up. And I want to, make sure everybody go out right now and listen to Open Up and Love Isn't Fair and get ready for the next songs and the album coming out. And I want to finish up with one final question, guys. Before I do that, where can they get this, your songs right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, anywhere that you listen to music. And you can keep up with us too. At IC Day Music on Instagram and Twitter, at IC Day on TikTok. We post pretty much daily. We've got all our links to everything on there. You know, come check it out. And anywhere you listen to music, anything you do, that's where we are.
All right, great. Now, last question, and we'll give each of you a chance to answer this question. When you sit back and relax, I know you're probably writing music and everything, so bad question. But when you do sit back and relax, what are your favorite TV shows now and of the past, and what's your favorite movies now and the past? Let's start with Isaac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, favorite movies. It's a tough one, but I'll probably say Interstellar. I like the score of that movie. Also, it's just amazing. Hans Zimmer is crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy good at what he does. And shows. I'm trying to think of like...
Are you binging anything?
Right now I'm not, but I'm normally like always watching some sort of show on Netflix or really anything. But I think my favorite show ever is a show called Chuck. I don't know if you guys heard of it, but that's my favorite show ever.
Yeah, great. Now, Sloan, how about you?
I would say movie-wise... I would also have to say Interstellar. That's one of my favorite movies ever. I can't even really think of any more movies right now just because I love that movie so much. I was thinking it before you said it too, Isaac. And then you said it and I was like, oh, darn. I was going to say,
hey, damn, I stole it.
But also, like, I love that for the score too. And then as far as shows, I'm binging One Piece right now, like the original show, not the live action, but the anime, mm-hmm. which is over 1,000 episodes. And I'm on episode, like, I think 526. So I'm really getting up there, but I do love long form stories. I like limited series a lot. I'd say one of my favorite shows in the past has been Vikings. Vikings Arcane on Netflix, which is finally getting a season two. Oh my gosh. And Legion as well. That's a three season show that's beginning, middle, and end. It's weird. It's beautiful to look at. The score is incredible. It's well acted, and it's a fantastic story. So yeah, Legion, Vikings, Arcane, and now One Piece.
All right. David, how about you? You've had a chance to think about this.
I have had a chance to think about this. I mean, it's tough because my favorite movie of all time is Interstellar. And I, you know,
Interstellar too? I didn't know that.
That's my favorite movie of all time. Whether, you know, I'm not even piggybacking off of them. I think that is one of the greatest films ever made. And I could watch that 1,000 times over. And then for shows, I mean, I am partial to say that my favorite show and my favorite piece of fiction would be Attack on Titan. If you've seen it, I've seen the whole thing front to back. It is an unbelievable piece of fiction. It is an unbelievable piece of storytelling. And that is, if there's anyone that ever needs a recommendation, it's like, oh man, I want a really good narrative show. I want something with a lot of mystery and twists and action. It's like, you know, watch Attack on Titan. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're looking for, but like, you want a show like that, you're not going to find anything better.
Well, guys, I really appreciate that because, you know, a lot of people listen to the show and they turn around and love hearing all our guests, you know, what they're watching, what they're enjoying, what they like to see. So it always gives people, they send me emails saying, you know, oh, I never heard that, saw that show. And then they listen, watch it, and then they say how good it is. So thank you for that. And I thank you guys for taking the time to share with us. And I hope, you know, we hear more and more and more from you guys. And also, everybody should be ready for the release of the album coming up in the spring. So thank you very much, all of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And a big thank you going out to Icy Day, Isaac Cohen, Sloan Morgan Siegel, and David Bloom for joining us here at On Screen and Beyond. Great bunch of guys, and they've got some great music coming your way. So go ahead and find it right now. It's out there, and they've got an album coming out this spring, and it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of great music. So be sure to check that out. And also, you know, you can check them out. Sloan and David both have been in different movies and TV shows, so go back and look at those too. And I hope that they'll be giving us more and more and more music because, like I said, it's good. It really is good. And we have more episodes of On Screen and Beyond. If you are listening on your favorite podcast provider, be sure to click on the subscribe or follow or whatever it is. So immediately, as soon as we get the episode out, it gets to you. Also, On Screen and Beyond merchandise, go to onscreenandbeyond.com. You can get it there. And the contest is going on still, the crossword puzzle contest. It's real easy to do. Just got to listen to On Screen and Beyond episodes and you answer the questions. All these great people we've had give you the answers. They're ones telling their story, and that's how we took the questions for the crossword puzzle. So all the information is at onscreenandbeyond.com. Well, we have come to another episode ending here. It's a wrap for this episode of On Screen and Beyond. So until next time, when we once again take you on screen and beyond, I'm Brian Zemrak. Take care.